Shalom to all. Today's office is Kof Ches, and we are starting Kof Zayin Amud Beis about 9 lines up for the bottom at the 2 dots. And today's office sponsor Leah Nishmas Marsh Mim Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amosha to have an Aliyah. Now the reason why we're going to be having this upcoming discussion is because we're going to bring up Shita's Rebbe, which we had in Mishnah in the previous Gemara. The person made neder to bring a small carbon; he's not allowed to bring a larger one. So it begins by saying Tanan Hashem we've Mishnah over there Maseches Shkalim Shisha LeNedava 6 for Nedava. What's this referring to? So there's a Mishnah in Shkalim that tells us that there were 13 Shayfres in the base of Mikdash. These were basically chests or boxes that kind of were shaped like Shayfres, and the Mishnah tells us that 6 of them were for Nidava. What does that mean? So according to most Shitas, the money placed in these boxes went for Oilis Ketz HaMizbeach. When there was a lull in the activity in the base of Mikdash and no carbonos were being brought, it's not proper for the Mizbeach just to be idle. So money was removed from these boxes, used to purchase carbonos, which then brought as Oilis, the meat was burned in the Mizbeach, and then the Oirois, the hides, went to the Kehanim. As I'm already discussing, why is it that there had to be 6 boxes? Connected me, what were they corresponding to? So Amar Chizkia is our first Shita. Connected Shishabat Avos HaKehanim Sheteknu Lam Chachamim Sheishalim Zayim Zeh. They corresponded to the 6 Bati Avos HaKehanim, the Chum were Metakein, that there should be peace in between them. We know there were 24 Mishmars of Kahuna. Each Mishmar served 1 week at a time on a rotational basis. Now the Mishmars were further broken down into 6 Bati Av. Each base Av served 1 day of the week. The reason why there were 6 boxes for Nedava, says Chizkia, is because, let's say for example, on Sunday, there was a lot of activity in the base of Mikdash, a lot of Nedarim and Nedavas being brought, so the Kehanim were so busy, they didn't take out any money from the Nedava box to be used for Oilis Ketz HaMizbeach. And then let's say Monday was a very quiet day, so the Kehanim of that base Av took out a lot of money from the Nedava box, using those for Karbonis Oila, and again, they got to keep the hides. Sefir was, says Chizkia, that the Kehanim of the Sunday base Av would be upset. This is not fair. All those Kehanim from Monday, they got a lot of hides because it was Oilis Ketz HaMizbeach, but we didn't get any hides from that Nedava box because we were so busy with other Karbonis. And yes, they did get the hides of those Karbonis, but still, Chizkia says that the Chum were afraid that they would feel that they had the right to the money that was in the Nedava box, and because of that, there had to be 6 boxes, 1 for each base Av, and therefore whatever was taken out of Monday's box doesn't have any shaychus to Sunday's, and therefore there's going to be peace between the Kehanim. Now, Riachan Amar, he gives a different reason. Since there were so many different situations of Nedava, a money that could be placed in a box, Teknolim Shafaris Merubin, there were Matakin, many Shafaris, many chests, many boxes, Kadesh Lai Sabshah Mois, so the money shouldn't corrode. Iri Amar, he gives a different reason. Kineged Par Ve'egel Ayal Ve'kevas Gediva Sa'ir, each of these 6 boxes correspond to a different carbon. Verebi, he does Shitas Rebi, to Amar holds, Katan Ve'evi Gadol La Yatza. If a person promises he's going to bring a small one and he brought a large one, he's not Yotze. Therefore, says the Iri, if a person promises that he's going to bring a par, he takes a mana, he puts it in the par box. If he promises he's bringing an egel, so then he takes 5 slime and puts it in the egel box, so on and so forth. And the Kohanim go to these boxes, and let's say they open up the par one and they see 50 coins in there, so that means that 50 parm have to be brought. Same thing with the egel and ayel and keves, gedi, and sayer. So that's what we have these boxes for. Now, Bar Pada Amar, he's another explanation. Why do we have 6 boxes? Keneged haparim, corresponding to parim. This verse, the parm of Chatzis Sibur, if they got lost and then a new one was brought in its stead and then they found the original one that was designated, so that goes out to graze. Once it receives a mum, that money gets placed into this Nedava box for parim. Then the second one was veha elim. This refers to asham gzeilus and asham meilus, which is the same situation. They got lost, a new one was brought in their stead, the original one was found, it goes out to graze, receives a mum, it's sold, and the money goes into the elim box. Kof chasam alf on top, vakvasim, lambs. This is referring to asham nazar and asham metzaira, which is the same thing. Vasiirim, these are siirim that are chatos of a tzibur, also a similar situation, and vahamay sarais, leftovers of other karbonos. For example, if a person had designated a certain amount of money for a karbon, and then he got it for cheaper, because let's say the market value went down, so that extra money goes into this fifth box. And lastly, vahama, also the ma'a. What's this ma'a? So you know that every single year, males of a certain age had to give machza shekel. These were used for karbonos tzibur. Now, when they gave their machza shekel coin, they also had to give something called a kolbein. It was basically an added surcharge, a very small amount of money that was meant to make up for the potential difference in what the value of their coin was, even though it was officially a half shekel coin. It could be it weighed a little bit less than half shekel, so in order to make sure that they were giving the proper amount, they would give this kolbein, the surcharge, which is also called a ma'a. Now, in this situation where two people decided to give 1 shekel, so even though al pi ikra din, they only have to give 1 kolbein, 1 surcharge, the Chachamim said they wouldn't want the Beis HaMikdash to lose out, therefore actually 2 kolbeinis have to be given, but that second one, that ma'a, is placed into this Nedava box that we just mentioned, so that's a 6th one. Now, before we get to more explanations, we discuss these 4 that we just mentioned. Kul kechizkiya le'amri, no one says like Chizkia, why is that l'nsui le'chashinon? That's because we're not choshesh that the different Bati Av Kayahanim are going to fight with each other. They call Chad v'chad yu'emika avid, because each one serves on his day, Sunday Beis Av, Monday Beis Av, so on and so forth, and whatever happens on Sunday happened then, and those Kayahanim are not going to be upset at the Monday Beis Av, so on and so forth. Now, k'rabi yechon le'amri, no one holds a k'rabi yechonon li'pusha le'chashinon. That's because they're not choshesh that the coins are going to corrode, so technically there isn't a problem having them all in one box. also Kaziri Amri, they don't hold like Zairi, Kiyhidal Mukmi. That's because they don't pass like an individual. Zairi explained the six boxes are Lafi Shitas Rebbe, but that's an individual, so we don't pass like him. And Kabar Pada Nami Lamri, no one holds like Bar Pada. That's because number one, Maisarais, he had said that the fifth box is Maisarais. That if a person had extra money from a carbon, that goes in the fifth box. And the reason why that's a problem is because Kulunai Maisarais, all the other boxes also are considered Maisar and Ma'anami, this Kalban, this surcharge that we mentioned regarding the Machsa Shekel, Lashkala Mazla, that actually is given along with the Machsa Shekel and does not go into a Nedava box. How do we know this? The Tanya of Abraisa, Leichon Kalban Zahoylech, where does this Kalban, the surcharge go? Lashkalim, to the Shkalim, Devra Meir Zermeir, where's Rabbi Lezer, he says Lunadava, and usually Paskin like Rameir, and that's why no one holds like Zairi. So each one has their own Shita. Now here we have more explanations. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, why do we have these six Nedava boxes? Kineged Meisar Chatas, Meisar Asham, Meisar Hashem Nazir, Meisar Hashem Metzayr, Meisar Michas Chayte, Meisar Asir Seva Shekayin Gadol. Each box corresponds to the Meisar of one of these Karbanos. The understanding of Meisar over here is like what we just said before. They designated a certain amount of money for one of these Karbanos, and they got a better deal on it, so there was extra money left over, so that extra money goes to one of these boxes. Now Rishai Amar, he argues with Shmuel, what are these six boxes? Kineged Meisar Chatas, Meisar Asham, Meisar Hashem Nazir, Meisar Hashem Metzayr, Meisar Kinin, Meisar Michas Chayte. And so we see the main point that Shmuel and Rabbi Shai differ on is that Shmuel holds that one of these boxes corresponded to Meisar Asiris Ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol, which another way of saying that is Meisar of the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, which is Mincha the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. And Rabbi Shai does not agree with that. Rather, he holds that that box is for Meisar Kinin, which is bird pairs of Karbanos. So now we further discuss this. Shmuel, my time, Lamech Rabbi Shai, why doesn't Shmuel hold like Rabbi Shai? And the answer is because Kinin, Tonale Reisha. The mission itself, this mission that we're quoting from Shkalim, that already mentioned Kinim, one of the seven boxes that were spoken at the beginning of the Mishnah, we're talking about the later six that are for Nedava, but one of the seven ones is for Kinim. So there's no reason to have another box of Kinim. Now the question is, Rabbi Shaya Tani Veloy Tani Kinin, does that mean that Rabbi Shaya teaches and he doesn't learn Kinim at the beginning of the Mishnah? That can't be because of Tani Rabbi Shaya Vitani Kinim. Rabbi Shaya teaches that Kinim is one of the six boxes for Nedava, and he also teaches that Kinim is one of the first seven boxes. How do we explain this? And the answer is Chal Kinim Chal Meisar Kinim. One of the first seven boxes is for Kinim, for bird pairs themselves, and one of the six boxes is for the Meisar Kinim. If there's extra money left over, that goes to Kinim. Now, explain the other way. Rabbi Shaya, my time of Lamech Shmuel, why doesn't Rabbi Shaya hold like Shmuel that one of the six boxes of Nedava is for the Meisar Asir Seif of the Kohen Gadol? That's because several command Amar, he holds like the one who holds Meisar Shal Asir Seif of the Kohen Gadol, Yirkav, that the leftover Asir Seif of the Kohen Gadol has to be left to rot. Now, since we're talking about money, it's not being left to rot, but that's basically the way of saying that that money is thrown into the Amalek and it can't be used. And why is that? So here's an important Nakuda. There was a Kohen Gadol at the end of the first base of Mikdash whose name was Yehoyada Kohen, and based off of Joshua and a Pasuk, he established that only something that's considered a Chatos or Asham, its Meisar, could be used for the Nedava. Now, according to Shmuel, since the Pasuk calls the Chavitin and the Kohen Gadol a Chatos, so its Meisar would be placed in a Nedava box. However, according to Rabbi Shaya, even though it's called a Chatos, it's not actually a Chatos, therefore its Meisar is not able to be used. And where do we get this from? The Tanya of Abraisa, Meisar Minchas Nedava. The Meisar of a Mincha of, and obviously this is a very confusing word, what does that mean? But either which way, the Meisar of this Mincha of goes to Nedava, and Meisar Mincha, Yirkav, leftover of a Mincha, has to be left to rot. So here the Gemara addresses the question, Maika Amar, what is being said over here? What does that mean, Meisar Minchas? So Rav Chizki clarifies, Hachikamar, this is what the Brice is saying, Meisar Minchas Chayte Nedava. The Meisar of Minchas Chayte, that's placed into the Nedava box, whereas Meisar Asiru Soev Shekayin Gadol, the Meisar of the Minchas Chavita the Kayin Gadol, Yirkav, that's left to rot, and that's just like Rabbi Shaya. Now Rabba Amar Rabba explains differently, Afilu Meisar Asiru Soev Shekayin Gadol, Nami Nedava. We could even say, like Shmuel, that the Meisar of Asiru Soev the Kayin Gadol does go into the Nedava box. El rather, he explains the Brice differently, Meisar Lach Meitoida Yirkav, if there's Meisar of Lacham of a Toida, that has to be left to rot. After the clarification, but Plukta, this is Machloikas, Meisar Asiru Soev Shekayin Gadol, what's with the Meisar of the Asiru Soev the Kayin Gadol? Rabbi Yochanan, he says Nedava goes in the Nedava box, just like Shmuel, or Rabbi Elazar Amar, he says Yirkav, just like Rabbi Shaya. Now we're going to have a few questions on this. Meisar, we have a Brice that tells us, Meisar Shkalim Chulin, Meisar of Shkalim is Chulin, Meisar Asiru Soev, Meisar Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zavis, Kinei Yaldois, V'chatayis V'ashamayis, Meisar of all these things, Meisar Ehin Nedava, that Meisar is Nedava. Now my love, Meisar Asiru Soev Shekayin Gadol, when it says Meisar Asiru Soev of this Brice, isn't that referring to the Meisar Asiru Soev of the Kohen Gadol? So it's definitely not like Rabbi Shaya, says the Gemara, Loi, Meisar Minchas Chayte, it's referring to the Meisar of the Minchas Chayte. And Or Nachman Yitzchak, he tells us, Mistabra Kamando Amar, Meisar Asiru Soev Shekayin Gadol Yerkav, it's logical to go like the Mando Amar, which is Rabbi Shaya, that Meisar Asiru Soev Shekayin Gadol is left to rot. Why is that? The Tanya, we have a Brice. The Pasuk regarding a regular Minchas Chayte tells us, Loi Asim Lashemen, V'loi Yitain Ala Levayna, don't put oil or Levayna on it, Ki Chatos He, because Sechatos. What do we learn from here? Amar Bihuda, He Kruy Chatos, V'Nacheres Kruy Chatos. A Minchas Chayte is called a Chatos, which Mela means that Meister Minchas Chayte is going to go into Nedava, and that means that another Mincha is not called a Chatas. Limit al Sir Seifa Shekoyin Gadol, that tells us about that Sir Seifa Koyin Gadol, She'enu Kriya Chatas, it's not called a Chatas, so its Meister will not go into Nedava box, and Utu'una Levayna, it requires Levayna, and the conclusion is, with Enu Kriya Chatas, since it's not called a Chatas, based off this Drasha, Meister Yerkav, that means the Meister will be left to rot and not placed in the Dava box. And onto another Mishnah, continuing to the theme of previous Mishnayas, let's say a person says, Shar Zeh Oila, this Shar is an Oila, Venestav, and then it gets a Mum. So Im Ratza, if he wants, Yavi Bedamav Shnayim, he could bring two Shvarim for the cost of this one. So let's say this one that he had was $200, he could take two $100 bills and buy two Shvarim to bring as a carbon. And similarly, let's say he says, Shnei Shvarim Elu Oila, these two Shvarim are an Oila, Venestav, and they get a Mum, Ratza Yavi Bedamav Echad, if he wants, he can bring one with their money. Now, Rabbi Isser, Rabbi Asser. Something similar, let's say a person says, Isle Zeh Oila, this Isle's an Oila, Venestav, and he gets a Mum. So Imratza Yavi Bedamav Keves, if he wants, he can bring a Keves, which is a smaller one, it's a baby. And let's say he says, Keves Zeh Oila, Venestav, then he gets a Mum. Imratza Yavi Bedamav Isle, if he wants, he can bring an Isle. And once again, Rabbi Isser, Rabbi Asser. Second more, Kop Chasom, based on top, clarifies, Vahamrit Resha, you said in the Resha, which is the previous Mishnah, if a person says, Shar Bimana, I'm going to bring a Shar, that's the value of a Mana, maybe Shnaim Bimana, and he ends up bringing two, which both together cost a Mana, La Yatze is not Yaitse. So why in this Mishnah, if he designated a Shar that was one, he's allowed to bring two after gets a Mum? And the answer is, Shar Zevin Estaev, Shani. This case of Mishnah, that he said this Shar and then it got a Mum, is totally different. Why is it different? Well, that's because in the previous Mishnah, the nether was on himself. He took upon himself that he's going to bring something at that value, so he can't bring something with a different value. But over here, the nether wasn't on him, it was on the Shar. He pointed to the Shar, he said, this Shar, I'm going to bring. And once it gets a Mum, he's actually not Chayv Bechrayas. He's not responsible to replace it with another one. Now that he decides to take its value and bring something else, he doesn't have to bring the same exact one. He could divide its value into two and bring two if he wants. And that's the chief difference between previous Mishnah and this one. Continue discussing the next case of Mishnah was, let's say he said, Shnei Shvarim Elu Oila, these two Shvarim are an Oila, Venustavu, and they both get a Mum, Ratzu Yavi Udmeim Echad, if he wants, he can bring one, where's Rabbi Isser, Rabbi Asser's. Asking more, my time, why is that? Why is Rabbi Asser? That's because Mishum Tavali Gadol Hevi Katan is no different than the case of the previous Mishnah, where he promises to bring a big one and he ends up bringing a small one. That's the same thing over here. Two Shvarim, in a way, is better than one Shar, even though it's more expensive, and that's why Rabbi doesn't allow it. Now, Vafagav Denestav, that's even though it got a Mum, Lechatchila Loishar Rabbi, Lechatchila Rabbi does not allow it to be done. But the Yevet, if it is, it's okay, but Lechatchila it's not allowed to. Ask the Gemara of Lifleg Nami Breisha, why doesn't Rabbi also argue in the first case of the Mishnah? And the answer is, Rabbi Akula Milsapalig. Rabbi actually does argue on everything. It's just that Venatul Hul Rabban Adamaski Milsayu, he waited for the Rabban to finish what they were saying, Vahadar Mifleg Alayu, then he argued on them. Take, you should know this explanation is true, because Diktani, what does the Mishnah then say? Isle Zeh Oila Venestav, Ratzu Yavi Bidamav Keves. And the next case is Keves Zeh Oila Venestav, Ratzu Yavi Bidamav Isle. And only after Rabbanim finished saying these two cases, then it tells us Verebi Iser, the Rebbe Asers. Shmami, we see from here the Rebbe argues on all the cases in the Mishnah. It's just that in each category, he waited till the Rabbanon said their entire Shita, then he argued saying that it's Aser. The Gemara tells us, he that's the following question. Mimina Lamina Mai. Let's say switching different Minim. Let's say he designated a Shar as a Oila and then he got a Mum. Is he allowed to now use that money for two Elim, for two Rams? What's the din? So Tashma we have Raya, a Braisa tells us, Shar Zeh Oila Venestav, he designates a Shar Zeh Oila and then he gets a Mum. Loya Vibdam of Isle, he's allowed to bring a Ram with its money. Afal Mayu Vibdam of Bez Elim, but he could use its money for two Rams. So we see that according to Rabbanan, he is allowed to switch Minim. Now, Rabbi Isser, Rabbi Asser's, why is that Lefisha Ein Bila? That's because there's no mixing. In other words, these two Rams require two separate Nesachim. They can't be mixed in the same Kli, and so it looks like he's bringing a different carbon, because originally he had said he's going to bring a Shar, which its Mincha Nesachim is in one Kli, whereas now two Elim are going to have two separate Kalim, so that's why it's not allowed to be done. And Shmami, no, that's a Raya, that we are allowed to switch Minim according to Chabim. Ask more, Ihachiv, that's so, if he's allowed to switch Minim, so my Iriya Treya, Fil Chanami, why does that have to be one Shar to two Elim? It should be even to one Isle. What's a big deal? And why would that be okay? To Habin Estaev, the Rabbanon, Lo Shanil Hu Ben Gadol Katan, because when he gets a Mum, we already seen the Rabbanon that they don't hold there's a difference between a large one and small one. You could take a large one and buy small ones. So why can't it be from a Shar to an Isle? And the answer is, Tre Tanoi Vilib the Rabbanon. It's Machlaikas Tanoim, what the Rabbanon hold. So you're right. Now, further clarify, the Bresai told us that Rabbi Isser, Lefisha, and Bila, Rabbi Asher's, because there's no Bila. Now, the Diok is that Taimod ain't Bila. The reason why he's not allowed to buy two Elim is because ain't Bila, there's no mixing the Menachas. Mashma Hayash Bila, Shari, that if we were allowed to mix those Menachas together, then it'd be permitted. Now, the reason why that's a problem is because with Nan, we learned in our Mishnah, a person said, Isle Zeh Oila, Venestav, it got a Mum. Ratz Yavi Bidam of Keves, if he wants to bring in Keves. And by the same token, if he said, Keves Zeh Oila, Venestav, Yavi Bidam of Isle, whereas Rabbi Isser, Rabbi Asser's, and that's even though the Menachas in one Kli, so Yash Bila, still Rabbi Asser's, steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Once again, the Gemara answer is Tanoim believe the Rebbe, because the Tanoim arguing what Rebbe holds. Machlok is between Mishnah and the Brisa, two different Tanoim. The Brisa concludes with Hirim, when we're talking about animals that do not have mum. If he had said eagle, they should bring an eagle, but Vehevi Pari ended up bringing a par, or Keves, Vehevi Ayil, Yotze is still Yotze. And what do we see from here? Stomach Rabbanon. This is a Stam Brisa, like the Rabbanon, which we know their Shita is, that if a person said he's bringing something small and brings a larger animal, that's okay. Continue to explain, the Mishnah had said, Ratzu Yavidam of Shnaim Vechulu, so the Gemara tells us, Amr Menashe Bar Zved Amar Rav, Loi Shanu Soli taught El Da Amar Shar Ze Oila, if he said that this Shar is an Oila, so when it gets a mum, he could replace it with two. Aval Amar Shar Ze Olai Oila, if he says that this Shar is on me an Oila, Hukba, so that's been set, meaning this is similar to the earlier case where he says, Hare Olai Oila, so in this case he said, Shar Ze Olai Oila, and then over here he's not allowed to change. As Gemara, why is that? Vidilma Olai Lahaviyai Kamar, maybe the person's just saying that I'm taking it upon myself to bring this one, but still the focus is this shar, and then when it gets a mum, he could switch it. The Gemara says, you're right, Eli Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar, if Ramanasha said something, it must be this what he said. Amar Ramanasha Bar Zvid, Amar Rav, Loi Shanu El Da Amar Shar Ze Oila, it's only said Shar Ze Oila. Inami alternatively, Amar Shar Ze Olai Oila. So in both of those cases, if he gets a mum, he could switch it. Aval Amar Shar Ze Vidam of Olai Oila, Hukba. If he had expressed that this shar and its value, its money, its dumim, is on me as an Oila, so it's Nikba that he has to bring exactly that type, and he's not allowed to switch it. And onto another mission with similar cases. Ha'imer, a person said, Echad mikvasai hektesh, one of my kvasim, one of my lambs are hektesh, or ve'echad mishvari hektesh, one of my shvarim are hektesh. Vahu le'shtam, and he had two of them, so ha'gadol shebehem hektesh, the larger one is hektesh. Now let's say shleisha, he had three of them, so beini shebehem hektesh, the middle one is hektesh, and we're going to see in the Gemara how that makes sense. Now let's say the person said, Pirash ve'enu de'mash pirashti, I know I expressed clearly which one it's supposed to be, but I don't remember which one. Oi, where he says, Sha'amar li abba, my father told me before he died that one of his shvarim are hektesh, ve'enu de'mash, I don't know which one it is, so ha'gadol shebehem hektesh, in these situations, the largest one is hektesh. The Gemara says, Alma makdish ba'ayin yofa makdish. We see from the first case of the Mishnah, he was makdish one of his two animals. The larger one is hektesh. That means a person's makdish ba'ayin yofa. Literally, this means a good eye, meaning he does it in a generous way. Ask Gemara Masefa. But what about the next case of Mishnah? Beinani shebem hektesh. Then when there's three, then the middle one is hektesh. Alma makdish ba'ayin ra makdish. We see from here that a person is not makdish ba'ayin yofa with a good eye. He does so with ayin ra, with a bad eye, meaning a little bit in a stingy way. In other words, it's a contradiction. So Rosh Hashanah answers that we misunderstood the Mishnah. Chayshen afla beinani. It means that we're chayshesh that maybe even the Beinani is Kadosh. Why is that? Because in comparison to the smallest one, this is considered Ayin Yafeh, so maybe it's the biggest of all three, but maybe it's the middle one. Bottom line is asking Mar Hechi Avitz, what's he supposed to do? Really, only one of them is Kadosh, but which one? Rav Chibur Avi tells us, he waits for the middle one to get a mum, and then he transfers its Kedusha, meaning if it was Kadosh, he transfers its Kedusha to the larger one, and the larger one is Kadosh, the middle one is not. It's regular Chulin. Amar Nachman Amar Baravua, he explains, Lo Shanu El Do Amar Echad Mishvari Hektesh. This is only taught if he said one of my shvarim is hektesh. Aval Amar Shar Bishvari Hektesh. But if he says that a shar from my shvarim is hektesh, Senegal Shaman Hektesh, the biggest one is hektesh. Why is that? Because Taira Bitairai Ka Amar. He's saying the shar amongst my shvarim. The word Taira or Tar that we just read over here is the Aramaic way of saying shar because Shin and Taf are interchangeable. In other words, when he says Shar Bishvari, not one of my shvarim, he's in essence saying the best shar of my shvarim. That's one which is hektesh. Ask the Gemara, is that really so? According to a person says to his friend, I'm selling you a house among my homes. He could just show him the aliyah, which is the upper attic, mashma that this lashon of bayis bebeisi, or taira betairai, or shar b'shvarai, again, all these same lashonas, is not referring to the best one, because here he's sufficiently selling him a house, but what's he showing him? An aliyah, just the upper level. Lamishim degaria, isn't it because that's the least quality? So it should be the same thing with the shvarim. Answers the Gemara, lie, that's not so. Me'ulash about him. Aliyah means the best of his houses. So it's not a question. The Gemara continues asking from different brayso. Meisvei, if a person says shar b'shvari hektesh, v'chein shar shal hektesh and shar b'cherim. Also, if a shar of hektesh got mixed up with other shvarim, he's not so sure which one it is. So agalash ben hektesh, the biggest one is hektesh. Evakulam yimachol tzarche oiles, all of them have to be sold for oiles, meaning besides for the one that's being actually treated as hektesh, all the other ones are still a suffik, and so they have to be sold to people who need oiles and who demand chulin, but the money just chulin. Now we can see from what we just said now that all of them have to be sold to be used as oilos, that means that we still have a suffix. Even though the largest one is officially hektish, we're still treating the other ones as maybe hektish. So this is a question to what we just said before. The answer is Targuma. Let's explain that what's this part of the Brice referring to, namely the second part that we have to sell all the shvarim because we have a suffix. Ashar shal hektish and sar bacherim. That's referring to the second example of the Brice where one shar of hektish got mixed up with other ones. So over there really is a suffix. Even though we're treating the biggest one as hektish, still it could be the one of the other ones are hektish, and that's what we're referring to. Asakmar vaha vechein ka'amar. The Brice said vechein, mashma that the first and second cases were the same exact thing. So Mar explains that no, Targuma, what's this referring to? A gadol. Then when we say v'chein, that means that in both of these cases, the braiso, we do the same thing with the largest shar, and we treat that as hekdesh. But again, there's nothing to do with the second part of the braiso, where we have a suffix that all the shvarim are hekdesh. That's only regarding the second case, where hekdesh shar got mixed up with other ones. We have another question though. Meisvei, a braiso tells us, let's see, Reuven tells Shimon, I'm selling you a home among my homes, v'nafal, and the one of his houses fell down, Mareu nafal, he could show Shimon the one that fell down and say, oh, that's the one that I sold you, so now it's your tough luck. Also, let's say Reuven tells Shimon, I'm selling you an eved among my other avadim, umeis, and the one of his avadim dies, my umeis. He could tell Shimon, oh, that's the one that I sold you. Now, if there's someone off on top, the question is, why would that be? Lechzi hadu nafal hadu meis. Why don't we take a look at which house fell down and which eved died? And if that happens to be the most chashiv one, the biggest one, so fine, he has the right to say that's the one that I sold you. If not, he's not able to say that I sold you that one, because again, we're understanding that this lashon of bais bebesi or eved bavadai means the most chashiv, the best one. So the Gemara answers, lekech ka'amrit, you're talking about somebody who bought something? Shani lekech, person who bought something is different. Diyad bal shtar al tachtoino, one who has the shtar, meaning the person who bought it, he has the lower hand, and that's why the seller is able to tell him, oh, that house that fell down, that's really the one that I sold you. As opposed to in a case of hekdesh, when a person is makdesh his shar, that's totally different. And hashdas ha'achi, now that we've come to this answer, afil tema aliyah degrio, we can even go back to the original case, when he said, bayis bebesi ha'animar chalacha, and then he showed him the aliyah. We can explain that aliyah means it's the upper level, and that actually is not the best property. And the reason why that's okay is because yad bal shtar al tachtoino, the one who has the shtar, the buyer, he has the lower hand, and that's how it's okay. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.